entry into a world of thrills and suspense, a world that will twist your brain into a pretzel and leave you questioning exactly what you heard. Get ready to delve deep into the recesses of your brain, where time, space, logic, intelligence, cognition, and comprehension dare not to tread. Be prepared to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's story, Clownpocalypse Now.
Journal entry, May 24th, the last year of man. We didn't realize it till this moment, but the evil that has been surrounding us all this time would finally turn on us completely. The evil that is clowns. I and a handful of survivors have barricaded ourselves in the basement. I don't know if anyone will ever read this, but I must record this. These last few days of humanity.
Oh my god! We've been down here for days! Oh, this is worse than when I was in Vietnam, and Charlie came and tied both my hands behind my back and ripped out my tongue and my teeth and served them back to me for breakfast.
We all know about that story. You told us that yesterday during lunch. Thank you very much.
It was delicious.
Mine wasn't.
I asked for seconds.
I was tasting that lunch 3 or 4 times every time I threw up at your story.
Speaking of which, we're out of cow tongue.
Thank God for that. My God, it's so dank and dark here in this basement. How long have we been holed up in here?
Hold on. Let me look at the scratches I put in the wall as I've tried to claw out. I did one each day. 1, 2, 3. I lost track at 3. It just turned into a whole bunch of just jumbled scratches. I can't figure it out anymore. Everything's becoming blurry. Everything's becoming dark. Oh God, it's like when I lost my eyes and numb. I can't see anything. I'm going crazy.
You didn't lose your eyes and numb. God's sakes, you're only 24. What's wrong with you? All we gotta do is hold out a little longer. And maybe someone in the army or the Navy or the Air Force will come and save us. Maybe even the National Guard or the Boy Scouts or someone.
I don't know, you guys. The clowns seem actually kinda cool. Have we thought of actually going out and talking to them, maybe? Seeing maybe if they wanted to hang out?
Yeah, I mean, they look friendly enough. I mean, I trust anyone with a white face.
Oh, as you remember, Joe thought the exact same thing, and then they ate his face off. So, I don't know. I mean, when you've got a marauding horde of clowns, each trying to hit you with rubber chickens and beat you to death and chaw all over your face, I mean, what are you gonna do? I don't know. I'm just gonna stay here where it's safe.
Yeah, well, that's because George was a pansy. That guy, he wouldn't last 2 seconds in Nam if Charlie saw him. Oh, God.
So are we just gonna sit here for days until help comes? What if help never comes, guys? What if we're just stuck here? What do we do?
Hey, don't be so negative, man. I know help's gonna come, because I've been watching, like, every movie that's ever come out about these kind of post-apocalyptic things. They all turn out good. 1 or 2 people survive. It's great.
What are 2 people? Who's that gonna be?
Well, I know it's gonna be me.
What? Yeah, and I know I'm one of them, so it looks like you pansies are dead.
What? Hold on a second there. I think I'm gonna survive, too.
On contraire, I happen to believe that the one with the most money usually is the one who ends up the winner in the end.
You know, sometimes I sit here and think that we're like on a Gilligan's Island kind of thing. Only with murderous clowns outside instead of headhunters. But that's just me.
And money didn't fix your speech impediment.
Now. Hold on. Did you hear that squeak?
Oh, crap.
Who forgot to secure the doors?
I think I hear him coming. Oh, this is worse than I lost when I lost both my feet and numb.
Okay, right. Quiet, everyone. Shh, quiet. I hear something scraping over there.
Oh, pizza! Pizza delivery! Anybody, you guys, this is the right address. 123 Bunker Street.
Oh, my God, Clown, everyone open fire!
He's
firing, he's still not down yet.
It hurts so badly.
Someone grab the pizza quick. It looks delicious.
Rub the blood off of the thing.
Oh, thank God. I was so sick of gnawing on my own arm.
What I want to know is how'd he get in here?
Yep.
Oh. It looks like he actually was just delivering us a pizza. He wasn't a clown or anything. He's, did somebody order something?
Fools, I ordered that pizza like an hour ago. It should be free anyway since he's 30 minutes late.
Well then I guess we don't have to tip the guy or anything. Good. Alright, we've just got to keep our heads. We can't just keep shooting people at random, even if I do order us to do so. We have to keep our humanity. I mean, without that, it's just a brutal world of clown violence and hatred. We can't live in a world like
that. Oh, and clown porn. Oh, yeah. We can watch those clowns really get at it, right, guys? Oh,
I think I've had a little bit too much of that going on.
It's what I like to hear, a little bit of the squeakity squeak.
Now, hold on. Hold on a second now. You forgot what happened to Ernie. Remember when he went out there? They took his intestines and they turned him into balloon animals. I mean...
Yeah, Charlie did that to me, too. And then they went ahead and threw him at me and they played pin the tail on the donkey with my intestines attached to my ass. It was rough.
All I want to know is, you know, if they did that to you, all these things you keep saying, how the hell are you still alive?
Oh, God. No, literally, it had to have been God. I have no idea any other way I could survive that.
Praise baby Jesus.
Well, that makes sense to me.
And my own wits.
Well, now, we know that the wits thing couldn't have kept you alive. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. Charlie took that when I was captured back in Saigon. Oh, God, that was rough.
Saigon, ain't that in one of those Chinese places?
No, I think it's a place down the street where you can go and, you know, pick up videos for 99 cents.
Oh, yeah, and they got a good egg roll there, too. You can, once again, while you get those, and then, of course, you have to order the egg rolls to get the videos, but you don't tell anybody about the videos. It's sort of like I went and said, I want to get Robo-Jocks, but give me an egg roll. Wink, wink.
So, guys, I've got a question. Have any of us seen the clowns? Or are we just in here for any reason? I haven't seen any. I was just kind of walking down the street, and you guys pulled me in really quick and said, get in here. There's clowns attacking us.
Well, if you don't believe us, why don't you just go out there yourself and take a look?
Okay. Yeah, there can't be clowns. You guys are just insane. There's a crazy non-vet who's lost every part of his body. There's a guy with a dumb speech impediment, and there's some rich jackass who's ordering pizzas. The pizza guy made it here all right. He was fine until he came to our house. Yeah, that's it. I'm going outside.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. It's too scary up here.
All right. I'm going out. Oh, wow, there really are clowns. Huh? They look so friendly. Hey, clown, can I squeak your nose? Oh, my God! My arm! I can't feel my arm! My hands! They're eating my feet! They're eating my toes! They're eating my face! My face!
Hey, little boy! You want to have someone blow up your intestines?
I've got your nose!
I've got your arm! Oh my God, close the door! Close the door! For God's sakes, board that thing back up!
We lost another good soldier this day. I hope you remember his name.
Uh-oh.
Timothy or John.
I thought it was Ralph.
Frank. George. We'll just write them all down. Put them all down on his tombstone. That's fine.
Either way, he was quite a fool. Pass the Chardonnay.
Why do we have Chardonnay in here and we don't even have food? Except for the pizza. Which I just tried and it really isn't food. I'm not going to lie to you.
Don't tell him anything, but we ran out of water about a week ago. We've been using recycled urine.
Oh.
We call it Chardonnay.
You know, I didn't realize that, but yeah. I haven't tasted anything this good since when I had my unit chopped off and numb, and then they fed me the contents.
I'm so dehydrated, my urine comes out fermented.
You people are all disgusting. We can't just sit here forever. This place is a death trap. We gotta find a way out of here, man. We gotta find a way out of here. I can't take it anymore. What? The clowns are everywhere, man. I can't take it. The squeaky. Oh.
Pull yourself together, idiot.
Oh. Yeah, get your head together. What are you? You're supposed to be the leader of this group. And now you're just sitting there bouncing around like... friggin' loser. Oh my god. Do you need me to take over? Do you need me to take over? You gonna cry now?
Hold on a second there.
They're
leave the little
clowns.
Guy alone. He was just saying what we're all feeling here.
They're just clowns.
You just sit down there over there in the corner. Just hold on a second. We've gotta get our heads together. We gotta figure a way out of this situation.
And, who's exactly gonna lead us out of this situation? You? Pass me more Chardonnay.
Now, hold on a second. I gotta fill this cup for him. Now, just a second. Here's your Chardonnay, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, we've gotta be a group. If we keep tearing ourselves apart like this, the clowns are gonna win. If
yeah.
humanity is going to survive, we have to group together and do something.
What you're saying is we shouldn't tear ourselves apart. We should let the clowns tear us apart for us.
No, I wasn't saying anything of the sort. Oh my God, this is so hopeless. I mean, everywhere we look, there's clowns. There's no hope. I mean. I lost my wife and my kids to clowns. I lost my friends, my job, everything to a clown.
Look, soldier, we all have bad days, all right? So these clowns want to eat your face, so what? Charlie ate my face back in Nam, and I'm still here. I'm still fighting. What you gotta do is you gotta buck up and face those clowns and say, you know what? You're not gonna squeak on me. You're not gonna paint my face. You're not gonna turn my intestine into balloon animals. No, you're not gonna rip my heart right out of its chest and just take a nibble right there. Besides, you don't like it. Throw it back at me and then stomp on my face like Charlie did. No, these clowns are nothing. And I say we get back out there and we fight them. Guns blazing, and we don't quit until we reach freedom.
Oh, that's all fine and dandy, but I think we used the last of our ammo on the pizza guy.
What? Well,
God damn it.
You know, my brother daddy, Cletus, he told me of a safe place. There's a safe haven not too far from the city here.
A safe place? Where is that?
He said it was about 5 miles outside the city, and it was a place where there was no disease of clowns, and the army had held up there.
Well, okay, that's great, but what's the name of the place?
Excuse me, sorry, I just woke up, I was taking a nap. You said that clownism is a disease? That's a gross overstatement. Clowns, they're not a disease. They're a lifestyle choice. They chose to be what they wanted to be. They're not diseased. I'm sorry, I had to correct the dumb
well,
redneck
hold on
over
a second
there.
Here.
Continue.
I would agree with you before this whole thing broke out, but let's face it. Anyone who's ever been bitten by a clown becomes one of them. It happened. I saw it to a friend of mine, Charlie. He was there.
Charlie!
One day. No, not that Charlie. Don't worry about it. Just hold on a second. Let me explain.
Don't scare me like that.
Okay, I'll call him Ralph, okay? If that'll make you feel better. Now, Ralph was there, and he was fine and normal like the rest of us, and then suddenly he got bitten by one of the clowns.
At least Ralph didn't crack each one of my ribs one by one, and then played them like a piano.
No, I don't think he did.
No, that was Charlie.
That's why I'm talking about Ralph. He was a good guy, but he got bit by a clown. And the first day, his face went all white with grease paint. And on the second day, he started a red nose, and then he started honking a horn, and his feet got big. His hair, bushy and red. Next thing I knew, he was eating my family. My family! The clown was eating my family!
Calm down, Slasher! Calm down!
Charlie, don't do that to my family! Why are you doing that to
my
family?
We're not going to lose a good man like that. No, just calm down.
I once had an uncle sister named Charlie.
Oh my god. Will you guys quit bringing up Charlie?
I had a friend named Charlie. He was from Vietnam. And he had a great necklace with ears on it.
Yeah, those were my ears. Alright. God, I had a friend named Charlie once. You know what he did? He peeled my skin like an onion and wore it around the camp, saying, "Oh, my name's Sergeant Barks. Look at me." Oh, I'll never forget that man.
Guys, look outside. There's an empty ice cream truck we could get away in.
An ice cream truck only has the maximum speed of 40 miles per hour, and I think that any clown driving any other vehicle would easily catch up with us. Plus, how long would the fuel last? Please think before you talk, Redneck.
Well, you got any other better ideas, person who thinks different than me that I want to kill?
Open the door!
Don't open it, it's probably a clown.
I believe there's someone at the door. Pass me the Chardonnay.
Clowns don't talk. We should open the door. It could be somebody who could need our help.
Oh, if no one's gonna open the door, I'll open it.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Hi, how y'all doing?
Be careful. He might have the clown disease. No one touch him.
Hey, I thought you said it wasn't a disease, it was a lifestyle choice.
Hey, I didn't ask you. Just don't get near him. If you bite me, mister, you're dead.
No, I'm not gonna bite anyone. I just got away from the clowns. Oh my god. I was just sitting there, minding my own business, holed up in my house, and then somebody was feeling really blue and they said they needed a good laugh. And they opened the back door. They let in a clown, and he did a little skit with a magic trick, and it was fine at first. We were all laughing and having a good time, and then he started eating the kids and everyone. It was horrible. I had to leave. I left everyone behind. I had to find a place, and you guys had the lights all burning around here and big signs all around the house saying, you know, safety zone. And I had to come here.
Yeah, that was my idea. Throw the clouds off. They'll never find us here.
Yeah, I really kind of debate that we should be having the lights on. Maybe that's attracting that whole clown mob being around the house. It doesn't matter, man.
Clowns are colorblind. They can't see anything.
I think you have a clown in here. Oh,
there's a clown in this place.
I told you not to let him in.
Oh my god. If I hear any more of that stupid laughter, I swear to god I'm gonna go crazy and kill each and every one of you. Except for the weird dude with the speech impediment who's like suicidal.
What? The upstairs. He must be upstairs. Grab a gun. Grab anything you can.
Yes, he's upstairs. There's more upstairs because I let them
in. If you don't mind, I'll stay down here. Okay, yeah.
Well, who's with me? I need somebody
with me. Oh, I'm already here with you, buddy. We're going to go up there and we're going to show this clown who's boss.
All right.
Well, I don't know if you gentlemen heard me, but they're all upstairs. There's plenty upstairs, because I let them in.
Why the hell would you do something like that?
Because I made a deal with the clowns. I'm going to create a circus with them. Oh, so long as they get rid of you fools.
Oh, okay, hold on a second here. I have to take some step aside here for a second and go, what the hell are you thinking? If humanity's been eaten or consumed or become clowns, who the hell's going to show up at your circus? I mean, what are you supposed to get out of this?
Chardonnay, fool. Chardonnay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. He asked me to go upstairs to check on the clowns, but I didn't see them until it was too late. I think one of them bit me, though.
Well, don't just sit there. Shoot the man. He's bit. He's going to turn into one of them.
Hold on.
Hold on a second. Yeah. We don't know for sure if a clown bite will turn you into a clown.
Wait a minute. I thought we already talked about this, and how they did turn you into a clown. You said your friend Charlie turned into a clown from a clown bite.
No, he turned into a clown from a pie in the face.
First clown of all, bite, it's not Charlie.
I don't know. Are they septic or what?
Hey, but the only thing that's septic is that hole in my backyard.
You know, guys, I don't feel so good. Look at his face. It's getting pasty. Look at his face. He's smiling now. Oh, I'm just feeling okay about myself. In fact, I want to do something nice for you people.
Yeah, he's fine.
Sup?
If you guys don't kill him.
Hold on, I want to juggle something.
Like, get a gun.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Oh, grab a gun, quick! Grab a gun!
I don't know how to use a gun! Oh. I don't know how to do it! Oh, I'm just gonna do calculus equations until he dies!
God damn it, here, let me break this guy's neck!
Hey, Benno! Hey, bet the rich, snobby, nasty man! Shoot them both! Shoot them both in the head!
I already broke one of their necks, so someone else can take care of.
Hold on a second. Here, eat this. Oh, I don't know, man. I don't think I can take it anymore. This world's not for us. It's overrun by clowns. And there's nothing left for mankind. Well, what are we surviving for? Well, why are we here?
Don't ask those kind of questions, soldier. You're not going to get an answer.
Well, I need an answer. All I've got left is you and you.
Yeah, you should just kill yourself.
You shut up! Oh my God. Look, buddy. We're going to get through this. We're going to, even if we have to go out there and slaughter every clown one by one, the three of us, the two of us, that nerdy guy I really don't want to bring along with us, the two of us are going to make it.
But there's only two of us. And there's only so many bullets, and there's so many millions of clowns out there. I mean, listen, you can even hear them out the door.
Yeah, I hear them. You know what I hear out there? Those sound like church bells. And you know what? We're going to go out there, and we're going to treat it like we're just taking a stroll into church, okay? Not worry about a thing. The only difference is instead of going to church, we're going to shoot some sons of bitches. But let's go.
Hold on a second. I just need some time on my own for a second.
Do what you gotta do. I'm going to break this nerd's neck. What? There. All right. Go on.
What am I gonna do? There's nothing left for a psychotic pseudo-Vietnam vet myself. I can't just live anymore like this. There's no hope. I'm gonna just have to shoot myself. End it all right here. I'm gonna take the gun to the side of my head and pull the trigger and
Now, hold on a second, George.
Well, Clarence? Is that you?
Yeah, it is me, George. And I'm here to show you what this world would look like if you didn't exist.
Okay, what's it gonna look like?
Actually, there'd be no clown invasion. Just go ahead and kill yourself.
Wait, you're saying the clown invasion was my fault?
Yes, George. Don't you remember? That prank that you caused?
You mean the circus thing?
Yeah, the circus thing, George.
But that couldn't have caused all of this. I only put, like, half a gallon of radioactive material into the clown juice.
Actually, George, it really would have only taken a quarter of a gallon. You used way too much.
Oh, God. It's all my fault. Now I really have to kill myself.
Yeah, I'm really not going to stop you on this one. Bye, George. I'm getting my wings today.
Well, thanks, Clarence, for showing me the light. I'll just point the gun to my head like I was before and pull the trigger and... Hey, I'm still alive. I can't move very good, but I'm still alive.
Hey!
You! Military
hey, soldier! I heard a noise. Are you... Oh, what did I just step in? It's mushy and...
Ow! That was part of my brain!
Oh, sorry! Oh, man, I haven't seen anything like this since Nam happened to me.
I'm in a lot of pain here. Can you put me out of my misery, please?
Oh, yeah. Just be quiet and go to sleep. I've got myself
right.
A shotgun I'm going to put to your head. That... If your gun didn't work, this one sure as hell will.
Okay. Right,
stand still.
Oh, my leg! What the hell?
Sorry, I got nervous.
That's what...
I've never actually shot anyone before.
Right in the kneecap, too. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. I've never... First time I've used one of those things.
Well, you can quickly. Try again, quick.
I pumped it like that. Okay. I aim this part towards your brain.
Yes. Hurry up. Okay. Oh, my other leg! What the hell?
It's not working. Hold on, I've got a bowie knife in my back pocket. Okay.
Wait. What did I do?
What I'm going to do right now, soldier. Just calm down.
All right.
Oh, I'm gonna take this bowie knife, and I'm gonna stick it right through your heart.
Okay.
If that
okay.
doesn't kill you, nothing will.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh my ball! What the hell? Oh my groin!
Oh yeah, the heart's in the chest.
Yes.
Stupid Sergeant Barks.
Oh, why would you? What the hell?
Heart's in the chest.
I'm
okay.
Just kill me for God's sake! Step on my brain or something. Put me out of my misery.
I'm not resorting to that. Right. Lucky for you, I brought myself a small stick of C4.
What?
Okay.
C4?
Yeah, I was going to use it to blow the door open when we went and destroyed Charlie. The clouds. Alright, so I'm going to strap it to your torso here.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm ready. Take me now.
Now, when I push this button, you're going to go up in flames, soldier.
Okay.
May God rest your soul. Alright.
Okay. That's those sparklers! What the hell? Ow!
I knew I got it for a discount for a reason.
Ow! What the hell?
$2.99? Really? For C4? How could I have been so stupid?
Oh, God. What are you trying to do to me?
Trying to kill you like any good citizen would.
It doesn't matter. Look, the door's open, you idiot. The clowns are coming in.
Get ready.
Run to that car and get away! Leave me! Let the clowns take me!
I'll see you later! I'm going in! Die, clown scum! Why the squeaking? Alright. I'm going in! All I got are these two hatchets and my wits, but I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna kick some ass. God! Die, clowns! There it is! I can see it in the distance! Oh, it's a tiny little car! I know I can make it through there! Oh God! Man, this thing's not pretty. Oh my God! Hold on!
What do you mean by
that? Oh, I see it! Alright, this car. Wow, this car is small. I don't know if we can fit in here. Alright, let me open the door. Oh, there's a clown. Y'all need to kill that one. There's another one. Oh, another stop. Another. They keep coming out of the damn car. They're still coming. I can't do it. I can't do it. They're not dying.
Listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. King Penguin Productions.